Hey guys, welcome to the Challenge Podcast. I'm Coach Steve.
And I'm Coach Nick, and we're going to be talking about everything fitness, health, and the challenge.
Let's get on with the show.
Welcome back to the Challenge Podcast. I hope everybody's really well. Today, I've got a very special guest. I've got Tracy Sheeky. How are you, Tracy?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you. Yourself?
Very good. Now, Tracy, you have had a taste of doing very, very well in the challenge. In the August challenge, you came second runner-up, essentially third behind two pretty sensational women. So, you did a really good job. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did that feel?
I was actually quite surprised, given that it was only a six-week challenge. I was quite surprised with my results and how well I did, to be honest. Pleasantly surprised. So I managed to lose almost 5 kilos in that 6 weeks. I mean, I put in a lot of hard work and I was very strict with my nutrition. I quite liked the 6 week challenge. I know not everybody did, but I thought it was great because it's achievable 6 weeks. Like, I have done the 12 week challenge twice before.
Yeah.
And it is a long time. And because I am quite strict with the training and the nutrition, like I give it 100%. I just, you know, the end is nowhere in sight. Whereas the 6 weeks, like, you know, I start to get a little bit tired at about 4 weeks and I thought, come on, let's just do it. It's only 2 more weeks to go. Mm. So, yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yes, yes. So that was good for you. So how did you come across the challenge in the first place?
So my first challenge was in May 19.
Mm-hmm.
So I come from a background of running and I just kept getting injured. So I started doing a lot of sort of long distance trail running,
mm-hmm.
which is a big commitment with training, a lot of kilometres. And I just kept getting injured like constantly. So because I did no strength training,
yeah.
you know, I barely did my physio exercises because I found them very boring.
Yeah.
So I didn't do any strength training. So I ended up the April before that May challenge, I was getting a lot of pain in my toe. And as it turned out, I had arthritis in the toe. So that was causing a lot of pain with running because you use your big toes quite a bit to push off when you're running. So I actually saw a surgeon and had a cortisone shot and he pretty much said to me, you need to find something else. You can't run consecutive days. You need to shorten your distance. You know, you probably end up going to have to get your toe fused, which will be the end of your running. So I needed something else to do. I just needed another challenge. And a colleague at work, he'd done Max's challenge a couple of years before that. And he showed me, you know, pictures and he said, look, I did really well. I lost 10 kilos. He goes, why don't you do something like that? And as it turned out, the challenge was starting in the May.
Ah.
So I just thought, well, let's just do something completely different. I'd never done any strength training. Like I joined a gym before I got married 20 years ago just to try and get a bit of tone. So I just did the classes, like I did your pump classes and that sort of stuff, but never had followed any kind of strength program. I had nothing. I didn't have a gym. So for Mother's Day, I actually got a bench. I got a bench and a few weights and away I went, just training from home, like fumbling my way through it pretty much. And yeah, found a love for strength training. So I'm still doing it today.
That is so cool that, you know, transition from endurance to strength training. If you can find that love, it's really cool. It becomes so much fun.
Yeah, and I sort of find now, like, I haven't had an injury since. Like, I still run only a couple of times a week. I don't follow a run training program. I just follow the strength training and just sort of fit that around it because I still do like running. I get the endorphins from it and it is good still to have that fitness. But, yeah, I just sort of wake up instead of following a program, like I'm going, oh, what am I going to do today? So I do most of my running when my daughter swims. So I take her swimming, you know, we get up at 5 o'clock 4 mornings a week.
Mm-hmm.
And while she's training for 2 hours, I just go for a run or run walk. A lot of it is walking now.
Yeah.
So that's sort of how I started.
Yeah, I love the way that you've used the strength training to enhance probably what is one of your real loves, true loves, which is running. You can never take the running away from a runner, like, or the cardio. I've got that. I'm addicted to that. I don't care how many strength training programs I do, or I need that buzz as well.
So yeah, so do I. It's a good little mental release as well, I find.
Yeah, very, very rhythmic, and it's just such a great achievement. It feels so good to have done that sort of a thing before anyone else is up as well.
It does. I love doing it first thing in the morning. It's just done. You get your steps done. It's a way to get those 10,000 steps each day too, which I think, you know, it's, and also that's an important part of the challenge to just move your body as well.
100%. And yeah, I think people forget about that sometimes, and that is so crucial, because that's where, if you're looking for fat loss, that's where it's really going to happen. You know, the strength training is beneficial in all the other ways, and obviously raises your metabolism, builds muscle, which is going to make you overall look better. But that fat loss is actually done in the 10,000 steps and getting that movement going, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Now, you looked absolutely like ripped at the end of that, abs central. How's the abs now? How's everything going? Where are you at with everything?
Well, to be honest, this is the first time I've been able to maintain. So I did the May 19 challenge, and then I did a tone and shape for that one. Mm-hmm. And then I did another challenge in May 20. I did get strong and did quite well in that as well. But I'd always, I don't know, I'd do the challenge and I'd just go back to my old ways of not being 100% with my nutrition. I mean, obviously I didn't want to be 100%, but I wanted to find some balance, and I was never able to. Mm. So this is the first time. So I did the August challenge and, you know, obviously did very well, but I wanted to maintain that. And so now I'm actually the same weight as I was at the end of that. I'm actually trying to put on weight to build a bit more muscle, but I don't know, everything's just firing along, and I'm actually finding it difficult because I'm eating probably 500 or 600 more calories a day now than I was during that challenge. Mm-hmm. And I was a little bit scared of that at first. So I also did the November challenge. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so I increased up to about 2,100 calories. And I was completely shocked that I didn't gain weight. I was still losing a little bit. So I had to find ways of getting more food in because everything's just firing along. So yeah, I was completely shocked with that. So, I mean, the abs aren't looking as good as they were the end of that August challenge, but they're still there and I'm really happy.
Yeah, you're like a week away from the abs. I mean, really, like there's a couple of
things. That's so true.
It's really, I always tell everybody it's only a few weeks away, and it's really about trying to find that maintenance, you know, and be happy there, and then learn how to sort of slowly build and see what's going on, see how you feel, not be afraid of those calories, take your time. And, you know, obviously that's, you know, that 2,100 is probably still a bit of a calorie deficit for you. Just is the way.
Yeah, it's really surprised me, to be honest, because every other challenge that I've done, I've always been in a deficit, and I do get really tired and fatigued. Yes, I'm good at the shred. I can, you know, I will put my mind to it. I can get those really ripped abs and everything, but that's not my focus now. I really want to build a bit more muscle and, you know, maintain those abs. And it's happening. So, and I've finally realized that I can eat more and not gain all that weight. Yes, I'll gain a bit of muscle, but I don't seem to be gaining the fat. So
that's so cool.
I think that's key, is learning that you can eat a lot more than what you think. And that's what I'm learning. I've reached out to Maria, the lovely Maria, at the end of that August challenge, because I felt that I did need some help, because I'd done every challenge on my own. You know, I had to learn everything myself, and she was amazing, just helping me realize you can eat more. Like, she's always saying to me, carbs, carbs, carbs.
Yes.
It's hilarious, but it works so much. She even got me onto Max's Clean Mass because I found that I was dropping weight and I needed those extra calories. So yeah, so it just made me realize, you know, I can eat so much more than I ever thought I could.
Absolutely. And there's the metabolism factor, but there's also when you eat more, you actually feel like moving more. So it's like you're not as tired, because otherwise you're going to conserve your energy, and you can do that. And we, as women, we're awesome at it. We might just sit down a little bit more, power through stuff, but really tired, you know, drag our feet through the shopping, whatever. But whereas if you're eating more, you're like, oh, I feel okay at 4 o'clock. Wait a minute, what's going on? You know?
That's the biggest difference I think I've found in terms of energy and training, because I don't think I ever really pushed myself very hard with my weights. And sort of since that November challenge, like, you know, I've increased every lift and, you know, I never thought I'd be able to go that heavy, because I've always been quite cautious and scared, because I train at home by myself. I don't have a spotter, you know, and I've always been a little bit too scared to go too heavy. And, you know, Marie's really encouraged me with that as well. And, you know, I increased my PB of deadlifts by, I think, 15 kilos just in that last challenge, that last 6 weeks. And it just goes to show the extra energy that I have from the extra food.
That is so good. That's so epic. And your mindset has changed to think about how to fuel those lifts. So once you had that shift in mindset, it's off you go. You can't change that back now. So
yeah,
you're off and running. And
I know. I just want to keep improving. And I honestly didn't think I'd get the same endorphins from weight training that I did from running. And as I'm hitting those new PBs now, I'm like, yes, I'm getting those endorphins that I've always had from running that I hadn't found with the strength training before, until I guess now that I'm starting to get lift heavier and go, wow, I can do that. So
it's very,
that's really, really good.
Oh, that's so good. That makes me so happy to hear that. Okay, so two questions. Firstly, when you were doing the challenge that, you know, you nearly won, like you did such a good job in, were there any little challenges along the way that you can sort of help somebody who might be facing the same things overcome? Have you got any tips for?
It's always hard when there's functions, when there's those temptations, I guess, just with nutrition, like you sort of, it is hard to be so disciplined for that amount of time, but you just got to keep pushing forward and look at your goal. Like, how do you want to look at the end of this challenge, or how do you want to feel? Like, it's not always about how you look, it's about how you feel. Yeah, I don't know. I'm quite focused when the challenges are on. So, yeah, just sort of put your mind to how you're going to feel at the end when you're taking those photos, and just keep going. Don't give up. If you're not seeing results after a couple of weeks, just keep pushing. Don't give up. And I think that happens too often. You're not seeing results, so you don't keep going. Like, I was lucky enough to sort of start seeing results after a couple of weeks, and that motivated me, especially for 6 weeks. It's so short. I think, oh, wow, maybe I can see a transformation in 6 weeks. And you just keep going. Don't give up, I guess. Just keep pushing.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's perfect, because people tend to give up if they don't see results quickly. And especially even with building muscle, you're certainly not going to see results straight away. All you can do is have those goals like yourself, where it's about strength. And then you can tick that off every time. You go, have I done better this time? And then if not, you go, okay, is it an area I can control? Like, do I need better sleep? That kind of thing. I don't know. How are you with your sleep and stress and things like that?
My sleep, it has its moments, but generally I try and get to bed around the same time each night. So just have those routines. And then, I mean, I'm up, I'm an early bird. So, you know, 4 mornings I'm up at 5 with my daughter, and the other mornings it's generally before 6. After 6 is a bit of a sleep in. So just try and get to bed. I get to bed by 10 nearly every night. So just, yeah, try and turn your devices off before you go to bed. All those sort of sleep routines. Yeah, so my sleep's pretty good. So, yeah, I think it is very, very important, because it's very underrated, I think, lack of sleep.
Yeah.
So you need to get that 8 hours of sleep a night. That's how I function. Any less, I'm pretty pretty cranky, to be honest.
Yeah, because the reason that I ask in particular for you is because you live very lean, like, you know, day to day, and you're on that many calories. So it means that your body is functioning very well. So I want to hear, you know, success leaves clues. I like to hear it. You might not even be aware of this, but, you know, everything's ticking along very well for you. I mean, you probably are, because you probably feel pretty good every day. But I want some more tips. Like, let's say, what time do you eat breakfast? What do you have? Talk me through just a little bit of a day of.
Okay. I'm a bit of a creature of habit. I like routine. So pretty much every morning I'll have oats. Oats with a banana, and I look forward to it. I love it. And on weekends, on a Sunday, I'll have my protein pancakes, which I love. So it seems like a treat. It's a treat, but it's still so healthy. And then, so I'm working from home still. So I went back. So I've always been part-time since I had my children. But unfortunately, during COVID, my husband worked for one of the airlines, and so he wasn't able to work in all of 2020. Mm-hmm. So I had to go back full time and working from home. So it was a bit of a juggling act. I'm still working full time now, but hoping to drop a day this year because his job's fine now. So I'm lucky enough to be able to train at home. So I pretty much get up, take my daughter swimming. So we share half a banana before we both go to swimming, just to have something in the tummy. And then I go to swimming with her back about 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll have my oats for breakfast and then sort of start work. And then I was trying to find something to have because I train around lunchtime at home. So I'm lucky to do my strength training from home. So I do it in my lunchtime. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to find something to eat before training. I found it quite tricky because I was getting hungry, but I didn't want to have lunch first. So what I do, so before I train, about half an hour before, I found raisin toast. So I have a couple of pieces of raisin toast or raisin toast with banana, and it really gets me through that workout.
Mm.
So that's pretty much what I have. And if I'm not training that day, I'll have a burn bar, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
So the protein bars with a coffee. And so I'm lucky be able to work from home. So then after training, I'll have my protein shake, and then lunch is I love scrambled eggs on toast, which I'm able to do from home, which is great. Or I'll have leftovers from the night before, but plenty of carbs. I think too many people are scared of carbs, but our body needs them. My body needs them. I've always needed them. I've never reduced carbs. Mm-hmm. I find for me to function, I need it as my energy source. So I guess I look at food as fuel. What can I eat to help with training? And that's usually carb-based.
Yeah.
So I'm quite carb-heavy. They're good carbs, like your oats, your rice. I have pasta, you know, but I bulk my pasta out with zucchini noodles, which is a great way to bulk that out. So you're not having too much pasta, but you've still got enough there. So a pretty simple chicken, veggies, sweet potato, and at night I always have the night protein, but I have it with some Greek yogurt and some walnuts, and that's my dessert, and it feels like a treat.
So
my food's quite similar. So that's pretty much my routine, and it works well for me. I don't really, I wouldn't say I meal prep, but I just have make sure I do have things on hand. I don't feel like I need to meal prep as much working from home because everything's just on hand.
That's right. And I think the idea of pre-planning in your head and then getting that routine, that's enough. That's sort of your version of meal prep. That's the same as me. We know what we're going to have at any given time, and that is that. And also within that, because you're fueling your body at certain times, you're not allowing yourself to get overly hungry where you make silly decisions.
Oh, no, I probably don't leave more than 2 hours between eating.
Yeah.
I just, otherwise, you're starving and you just look for anything.
Yeah. And you just, it's no one's fault, but you just, you make silly decisions. It doesn't work. So I love that. And anyone who's listening to this will just be able to basically understand that it's all about keeping it simple in terms of food. You don't need elaborate recipes and things like that. Just tasty, whole food at good times of the day.
Yeah, I agree. Like I'm not much of a cook, to be honest. And I really can't be bothered. So, I mean, even a very easy meal, like grab a barbecue chicken from the supermarket, you know, have the breast, a cup of microwave rice and some veggies. It's, you can just make it, it can be so simple. Or, you know, the salad's in a package with some chicken and some rice. It's, you can just, you can eat healthy and it can be so, so simple. Like I, you know, nothing is very fancy in my house, and I have a couple of fussy children, which make it, you know, a little bit difficult. But for instance, pizza, if they have pizza, I just make myself a pizza on a wrap.
Yeah.
And I much prefer to eat that. So, you know, or burgers, you can have the healthy choice of burgers. Like I like turkey burgers. So, you know, they can have hamburgers. I can have my turkey burgers on the sandwich thins and make some wedges with the better potatoes. Like it's just, you can still eat what your family are eating. You just need to modify it a little and you'd be surprised how tasty good food can be.
I love this. Oh, gosh. I'm definitely going to title this podcast something about that, fitting it all in, because I think it's going to go viral because people always, you know, I've got a couple of fussy kids as well, and I think you can make that, you know, you can really let that limit you if you get too worried
about it. You can. It's just, yeah, small little modifications and you can all enjoy the same meal.
So what is next for you? So what does this year entail for you, Tracy, with training? Where are you heading with it all?
Okay, so I am on board for this January challenge. Mm-hmm. I am excited to get back to the 12 weeks only because I'm on a build now. Okay. So I think the 6 weeks was great for me for a quick shred. Like I'm quite good at the quick shred, but I need to change that mindset because, you know, I am lean already. I don't need to lose any weight. I'm actually struggling to put on weight. I know people hate me for that, but it's just how my body's functioning at the moment. So I'm looking to build some more muscle and just see how far I can take it. So I'm actually quite excited about these 12 weeks just to see, you know, how my body does respond, because I think I am lucky that I feel I do build muscle quite easily and quite quickly. Like I was completely shocked with my first challenge in 2019, going from pretty much no muscle mass to quite, yeah, I had that nice lean muscle and I was like, where did that come from? Like, where did those abs come from? Like I was as shocked as anyone, I think. I didn't even know how I got them. And I guess another point that people need to understand too, you don't need to do, you know, hundreds of sit-ups and ab work to get that. It's like, it is nutrition. Like that's probably, I would say 80% of it is nutrition, but also just engage your core when you're doing your main exercises, like your deadlift, your squats, your bench press, just all of those exercises. Just make sure you are engaging that core and you're working your abs just by doing that in all of your exercises. I mean, I follow the programs to a T, and all it has is that one set of ab exercises at the end. So you can get strong. You've got those three sets at the end, whether it's Russian twists. I mean, I love Russian twists. I love cable crunches, reverse crunches. So I'll just do three sets of 10, 15, and that is my ab work. That is it. I don't spend hours in front when I'm watching TV doing crunches or any of that. Like I just follow the program and, you know, and I've built them just from learning how to engage that core.
Oh, I agree with you. Yeah, I think they come over time and, yeah, with the right nutrition and, yeah, when the stars and moon and sun align, your abs will appear. But yeah, you don't have to do all the different exercises for abs. No, you know, I agree with you. Now, Tracy, final question. This is putting you on the spot, but it doesn't matter because I know you're up. You can do it. What is your motto? What is something that you want to leave everybody with? What sums your journey up? And, you know, what's your motto for 2022 in this space?
My motto for me personally is balance. Mm-hmm. That's my word of 2022 for myself. I want to find that balance between not being too obsessed with training, because I'm pretty much an all or nothing girl and I want to get rid of that mindset. So for me, it's balance, find a balance between training, work, family, not overthinking things. So that's my word for this year for me personally is balance. But I guess anyone else out there, just discipline. Like that's what this is. Like, you know, you may not feel motivated to train that day, but just find that discipline to train. And you'll find once you've put your shoes on, put your workout gear on, whether you drive to the gym and you start, you'll be glad that you did. You'll be so glad that you did that training session and you won't be disappointed in yourself, I guess, that you didn't find the time to do it or you were too tired. I mean, injury is different. You need to listen to your body with that. But I guess just finding that discipline. And I think that's the key to success. In this challenge, you need to be disciplined. You need to want it bad enough to be able to push through that, oh, God, I can't be bothered doing that today. Mm. Like, because you'll just be disappointed in yourself and you can do it. You know, anyone can do this. Like, you don't have to have any experience. You don't have to go to a gym. I train at home. I've barely stepped foot in a gym. I much prefer to do it at home.
Mm.
So I think anybody can do it. And just give up that mentality that you have to do so much cardio to get results, because you don't. You really, cardio, yes, will keep, you know, help you lose weight, but it won't shape your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's what weight training does, and it fires up that metabolism.
Absolutely. I love it. So many good points. Well, I can't wait to see how you go in the next challenge. I'll be encouraging you in your building phase and I want to see lots of pictures. I want you to post all the time because you just never know who's watching and you know, people need to see strong women that eating food, you know, post some of your meals, even if they don't look fancy, just post it and show people that you can eat and train hard and look awesome like you do. And good luck for 2020.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
You're a legend. Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you like the show, share it with a friend or leave us a review on iTunes to help us spread the good word.
See you next time.